Blog Talk Radio.
Took me a while, but I'm finally here. So I just wanna testify, make it crystal clear. See, I've been picked out to be picked on. Talked about out my friend's mouth. I've been beat down till you turn my life around. Seems like I always fall short of being worthy. I ain't good enough, but he still loves me. I ain't no superstar, the spotlight ain't shining on me. I ain't good enough, but he still loves me.
I used to wake up some days and wish I'd stayed asleep. Cause I went to bed on top of the world. Today the world's on top of me. Now everybody's got opinions. They ain't been in my position. That it breaks my heart when I hear what they have to say about me.
What they say about you.
Hey, good evening. Good evening, everyone. It's Wednesday night. It's 9 o'clock, and we have a podcast called The Messenger. It is a podcast designed and intended to just allow you to open your mind and maybe think a little broader or wider than you currently think. So without further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to others our very own messenger, Brother Rondaya.
Good evening and bless you all. It is once again an honor to be here talking about just how blessed we really are. We use that as a cliche a lot of times that I'm blessed, but we really don't truly understand how blessed we really are. And I say that because, as we've said so many times during our podcast, we just don't realize who we are. Because if we understood who we are, we would understand just how blessed we really are. We've got to stop seeing God as separate from us. We've got to understand that God is not separate from us. We are all one. And we have to understand that we are all one. We've got to find a way, as we've said many times, to go within. Because when you go within and you connect with your God spirit, you will begin to see things totally different. And what you'll see is that there is no difference in the big picture of things from you and I. But because we're so carnal minded, when we are actually spiritual beings, we look at ourselves more as human beings, and we forget that we are truly spiritual beings. Without the Spirit of God that resides in each and every one of us, there is no human being per se. And so it's important for us to just, and I can't say it enough, go within. And when we go within, it begins to reveal all kinds of truths to you. As I've said to you on numerous occasions, you will never truly lie to yourself. Now, yourself may tell you something and you might do something different, but you're not going to lie to yourself. And so when you go within and allow yourself to start talking to you and you have communion with it, you'll understand just how special, how blessed, how awesome each and every one of us really is. But once again, the important thing is that we've got to take the blinders off, because we've got blinders on, whereas we can only see things the way somebody told me 10 years ago. even though things have changed so drastically in each and every one of our lives, that there's got to be something more to it. It's got to be something that has changed to make you, whatever your motto of the world is, a better you. And that better you is the God with is inside you. But in order for you to truly see the better you, you gotta go within. A lot of times we think because we dress up and we look all good that that's the better you. But the better you has nothing to do with the outer appearance. The better you, if you want to know how you can get to the best you, think always in the term of love. Because that's what God is love. So think always in the term of love. And I know during the course of our podcast, I'm always saying how God is this and God is that. And I want you to know that is God is. In the same way God is, so are you. You've got to be able to feel connected to the vine. Because divine, you are connected. You've just got to open up your eyes and see it. That's what you are, connected to the vine. And in order for the vine to flow freely, you've got to start looking at everything through the prism of love. Love. Love is what is important. I'll tell you why love is so important, because true love gives all and requires nothing. True love gives all and requires nothing. So if we as a generation, we as a species here on Earth, if we were to practice true love, then we would give all and there would be no need for anything. We would give food, we would give clothing, we would give money, we would give whatever is needed. Why? Because of the love. But because we don't look at it through the prism of love, we look at it through survival of the fittest and this is mine and nobody else can have it. This is part of the reason why we're in the situation that we're experiencing here on Earth. Trust me, it's not part of the plan. It's part of our plan, not God's plan. God wanted us all to live here in love and harmony because of the fact that we are all one. And I'm going to preach that for a while because it's important for us to not just to hear it but to begin to know it. Begin to know it. Trust me, I do not come on here weekly for the podcast or whenever I'm talking to someone just to be talking. It is important that we understand. And you don't have to take me word for word for what I'm saying. All I'm asking is that you get in tune, as the comedians Cat Williams used to say all the time, you've got to get in tune with your star player.
Amen.
And that star player is yourself. And once you get in tune with that star player, then the other things just don't concern you the way they do now. As I was talking with the co-producer the other day, then because of the fact that you know already, so a lot of things that begin to happen around you, it doesn't faze you the way it would if you weren't, because you already know this. Now, we were speaking on, if I know I won the game, I'm not going to be sweating in the fourth quarter because I already know. I can be cool, calm, and collective because I know I won. When you're doing a job or whatever it is that you're doing and you know that you did it to the best of your ability, you don't worry about that too much, do you? It's only when you know you half did a job and you ain't sure if it's going to, but when you've done it to the best of your ability, There is nothing else for you to do. As he said, I can't do no more. I've done it to the best of my, but we've got to go at it with that outlook that whatever I'm going to do, I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. And the best of your ability, you have to understand it includes love. Love
Amen.
Is the answer. So think about if we were to have love everywhere. And I'll give you a good example. Just using this podcast here, I'm hoping that with each and every one of us on this podcast, there is nothing that if the other person needed it, someone on this podcast wouldn't try to see what they could do to get it for that person. And I'm just talking about four people. So just these four people, we rest assured that each and every one of us have the other person's back.
Amen.
Now imagine if we were to be able to expand this, not only to this podcast, but to all podcasts. Then some of us wouldn't have to go out and work a 40-hour job to get paid, because it wouldn't be necessary, because there would be no need for a job per se in that sense. Right now, we are working, thinking we're surviving.
You sound like John Lennon, Brother Messenger. Sound like John Lennon. You know what Nixon did to him. But go ahead.
But once again, and that's a good thing that you brought that up, because what that does is, you remember so many times on this podcast, I've told each and every one of us that we are all messengers. We all have a message for people, because that message that you have, it's not only good for you, but it's good for me. Why? Because we are all one. Now, the message that you give me today might not be applicable to me today, but it will be. So we've got to pay more attention. And one of the things I've always said as well is the fact that God can use any avenue that He chooses, that God chooses, to communicate with us. He can use a child to communicate. So we've got to be mindful, and that's part of taking the blinders off so that we can see God. There are certain things we begin to see God in when it's happening, but we've got to understand that same thing that we saw God happening in that we were able to see, we have to know that God is working that same work in each and everything.
You know, Brother Messenger, when you say communicate, it's just important. I'm going to take a segue just to remind the podcast audience that this message is a message about God. This is a godly message. You know, a lot of times, you know, when we deliver the message or I talk with people, it gets confused as far as other elements. But I want everybody to fully understand that if you have a desire to be closer to the Creator, to God Himself, then this is a message that you can enjoy. It ain't an anti-anything. If you would rather do what it is you've been doing, then do that. But all I say is open your mind and just hear. But then you make the choice. I'm just telling you, this is the message that we bring to you, and please don't ever misconstrue it as anything other than a message about God, getting you closer to God. Go ahead, Brother Messenger. I had to just cut that in there.
And that's important. I'll just follow up on that to let you know. When you speak your words and people don't receive it, it's not because they think, it's not because you're they really think that you're separate from God. What it is they are refusing to accept another way. And because the other way isn't the way that they have been instructed or they want to go, they think that your way is foolish. And this is why we have the problems with the Christians and the Muslims and the Catholic and the Jews and the Arabic, all of these different religions, because everybody thinks that theirs is the only way. But I'm here tonight to tell you there is another way. There is a way that will save us from a lot of unnecessary hurt and harm, trials and tribulations. There is another way. And for us to not accept the fact that there could be another way after all that we've been through in our lives, we have to think more highly of who we are. And when we think more highly of who we are, then we can think more highly of who God is. Because a lot of times, I've said in numerous conversations, we have taken God and put God in a box that, truthfully, if you really believed in this God that they're talking about, you're believing in a wimp. Mm. How can this person be God? He created something that he can't even control. He came down here, he came on earth to show us the way instead of just telling us, but he came down here to show us. And what did we do? We killed him. What God do you know dies? He's not God if we're able to kill him. But even the messenger Jesus said to those that will listen, don't worry about who can kill this body, because the body is nothing. Mm-hmm. It is just a temple that houses the Spirit of God. Amen. Now, everybody will get in the Bible and quote all kinds of different stuff, but it tells you this body is nothing but a temple that houses the Spirit of God. So if it houses the Spirit of God, it's whose house? When you step into your house, your physical house, whose house is it?
I thought you were trying to go. I thought you were talking about Run DMC. I was going to say Run's house.
Whose house? That's what I thought of, Run. But yes, yeah, I was there with you, bro. Run's house.
All right, man.
Hey, and it's Ron's house, and it's Ken's house, and it's Carmen's house, Sister Tip's house. That's whose house it is. So if it's if each and every one of us consider ourselves at home now because we're in our house. So this is God's house. So when we live a life of our highest truth that resides within us, then they'll be able to see that that's God's house. They can look at you and tell that that's God's house. So we've got to be a living, breathing example of just who it is we are. We have to learn how to speak humble of ourselves so that people don't mistake our highest truth for boasting. That's not to say that. So, you know what I mean is, yes, you can speak highly of yourself in reference to the God that lives in you, but not in a boastful manner. Because once again, we are all one. And speak softly. At least someone thinks you are merely calling for attention. You get out there, start hollering and stuff like that. People think you're just doing it for the attention. We don't need to do that. Speak gently, that all might know of love. Not many people would be in love and be screaming and stuff, right? Everything is smooth. Everything is so these are just little things in which we have to begin to do that will make a difference, that people will begin to see. As we pronounce the God that is within us, people will be able to see what it is. Think before we speak stuff. So that way, when we're talking, we can't be mistaken. As the co-producer was talking about, people think it's not a message of God. We got to speak more candidly, so that it can't be mistaken. So that they know. You might want to try and twist it around, but as the co-producer said, no, that's not the case. We are here just trying to let people know that God is within us, and there is another way to getting in tune with God than going to church on Sunday and giving them all your money and listening to pastors and stuff preach the same message to you over and over again. There is another way.
Amen.
And I would think after all that we've done during the course of our lives, we might be ready for a change. Because the other way just wasn't getting us what it is that we really desire. They had so many different restrictions on you. They had so many do's and don'ts on you in your life. How can your highest truth be when someone else is telling you how to live it? Your highest truth is telling you tonight is the day that you go to the ballpark, but somebody else telling you we got choir rehearsal. So you're not living your highest truth because somebody got you doing something that you don't really want to do. That you yourself didn't want to do. Now you turn around and do it because it's quote unquote the godly thing to do, but it isn't, because you are depriving yourself of being the best that you can be. So there are things that we can do that we can begin to make a change in each and every one of us if we start practicing and doing it. And I just named some things just in our speech that would be able to help and begin to set us apart. And when I say set us apart, that people may see, as we talked about before, see our light shining. And as they see our light shining, they'll see that there is a difference. Not that anybody is better or greater than anyone, because as I've said so many times, we are all one.
Right. Amen.
Whether they want to accept it or not, it's going to be a fact. It's still a fact. We are all one. It looks like we've got a caller here by the co-producer. You want to?
Yeah. Hey, good evening, caller. Would you like to have a word? Good evening, caller. Would you like to have a word?
Probably just somebody listening.
Okay. Continue on, Brother Miller.
So, once again, what we have to do is we've got to be able to carry ourselves and let, as I said, our light shine. And our light will shine as we show love and in the way that we actually speak to people. We've got to learn how to talk to people respectfully so that people aren't offended. Now, and we understand that there are some folks, no matter what you do or say, they're going to find fault in it. And there's some things that you can't control. But as long as you know it's not you, as long as you know that you're presenting yourself in the loving, highest you manner. And as I stated again, I'll say it again. The highest you is always something that's representing love. And we've had numerous examples of that, of when we be the highest that we can be. And we use love as a guide. The things that have happened in our life, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, but it just stuck with me, Sister Tip, about your experience. Brother Co-Producer, about your experience. Sister Carmen, about your experience. When we allow ourselves to listen to the spirit within us, and they've got this saying, when you go to a church service, try the spirit by the spirit.
Mm. Amen.
And you try that spirit by the spirit, and they should line up, and they should line up because they are all one.
Right.
We have got to take those blinders off and think, just because I'm bald-headed and you got a head full of hair, that you're different than me. Yeah,
well,
Messenger,
you know, Adam, of course I have another story.
Okay.
So my niece goes to school at Kent, and last weekend was the anniversary of my dad's birthday. And he died a couple of years ago, and my niece wanted to come home, but it's Kent University is a couple hours from here. And I have family, I have cousins up there. And I put out a call to my family and said, I need to get my kid home, my niece home for the weekend. I had 12 cousins respond and say, we got this. They went to her school, picked her up, drove 2 hours to bring her. We met, and they got her home to celebrate my dad's birthday so that
Amen.
She could be with family.
Mm.
I mean, that you just put out a call, and like you said,
yeah.
on this podcast, we would do anything for each other.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they're family, and they're far away, but, you know, that's what being godlike, and we are one. We're family.
That's
Amen.
Correct.
You just put it out there, and they came through people.
And that's how it's supposed to be. Now, think about that. If as a nation we started living like that,
and
think about
I am
the
blessed.
Difference it would be. Well, I'm sorry, what was that last part?
I am blessed.
Okay. All right.
Amen.
And I just got to tell you, what we all need to do is come to that understanding that we are all blessed. And I'll tell you how we are blessed. What we need to do, right? We need to be a gift to any and everyone that enters into our lives. And so what that tells me is, what I'll leave with you is, that being the case, if you see someone that you can't be a gift to, step away from that person.
Mm-hmm.
Now is not the time. You might be able to come back later on, but we should be a gift. And this is what we've got to remember. We are a gift. We don't know it, but we are a gift. So whenever someone enters your life unexpectedly, look for the gift that person has come to receive from you.
Mm.
Some people just come for a smile. Some people just come for a kind word. Some people come for a laugh. But be the gift. We've talked about it before. Be the source. Be the gift.
Amen.
Because of who we are. Go ahead, Brother Co-Producer.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, that brings our half-hour podcast to a close tonight. Again, on Sunday, we'll be back for a full hour.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember, it's all about understanding your connection to God. And when you lock in on that, again, nobody will be able to take you anywhere else. When you understand that, you have a direct connection to the Father himself, and no intercessors are ever needed. And if you understand that, life will be so much simpler when we all understand it. Hey, this is Co-Producer from Heart to Heart Podcast. That's our show for tonight. Hey, let's say good evening, Cass.
Good night, everyone.
Good evening.
Good night, everybody.
Good evening. And continue to be the blessing that you truly are. Be the gift.
Amen.
Amen. All right.
Amen.